not boxing off now.
They planted bushes and stuff with this humongous fence to make it look like it was, I remember Locke and Nelson, what is this, a resort?
My name's Chantel Collado. I'm an environmental artist. I'm originally from Niagara Falls, and I grew up near the infamously toxic Love Canal. I've been working on this project called Unseen for about 4 years.
The domestic animals, a lot of them just died. They would die at young ages. The one woman that lived on 92nd Street, she had five dogs. All five were sick. And that was as of 4 or 5 years ago.
I interviewed 18 people from the Niagara County across different toxic areas. And I took their voices, and at the heart of Unseen is a soundscape of their voices describing how they've been affected living in a toxic environment.
It always smelled like, for lack of a better word, chlorine there. A very deep chemical smell. And I remember actually trying to breathe it in. I remember riding my bicycle around. You didn't know at that time what it was. And I would just breathe it in and try to figure out what it is.
So the experience of Unseen through their personal stories is the sights, the smells, the emotional and physical burden that their environment has brought on to them.
I began to get rashes on my hands that were so bad, the webs of my fingers would like weep and bleed.
Their dogs.
It is an 8-channel audio experience when you go into the room. There's a visual element. It's a house. The house represents the idea of home and questions kind of whether or not our home environment is a safe place to be. It should be a safe place to be. You should have control over whether your house is safe or not. But sometimes that barrier between inside and out is blurred, and we don't always know when or why that happens, and that's why this project is called Unseen.
This is so silly, but I had a new Barbie doll, and it smelled like a lot like plastic to me. And when we were driving down Buffalo Avenue, I'm like, there's that smell. It smells like my Barbie doll.
I actually went through a pretty trying experience myself. Back in 2018, I had what you call is a molar pregnancy, which was I grew a tumor instead of a baby, and then I had to go through chemotherapy. And this is right after I had done all these interviews. And going through that process forced me to then get out of it and just edit this audio. There was something about going through that that pushed me. It made me realize what I needed to do.
Right now, if you go to near the corner of Porter Road and Military Road, if the wind is right, you're gonna get some horrible smells that you know aren't good for you, but nobody cares. Nobody does anything about it.
Then there was moments that, you know, some person's story sort of, I call it, seemed more like a monologue. Even though this isn't a theatrical thing, it's real people.
When I think about us getting sick, my sister will say, well, why didn't you tell me, you know, that I was getting a bloody nose every day? And my daughter was too. And I haven't had.
And then there's what I call the duets, where you'd have two people speaking kind of almost as if they were talking to each other.
My ex-wife used to garden in the backyard, so we were taking
my the after. My uncle used to mess every day. And they used to walk back and get the vegetables, and there would be areas where you would step into goo. We didn't know what it was.
When you first walked in there and heard the voice speaking, that was actually my brother Joe, and he is why I've created this whole project.
Yeah, I practically live in the Love Canal area. I mean, I think this would be considered Love Canal. It's not part of the evacuation zone, but it's close enough.
He was diagnosed with a cancer called multiple myeloma, which is a blood cancer. It eats away at your bones. Usually people who are 41 years old do not get this type of cancer, but it has been linked to environmental factors.
Why I have this cancer? Is this what caused this?
It's a problem that's widespread, and it's not a problem of 40 years ago. We're still dealing with it today.
I don't think we've been told the truth about what's going on down the road. I don't think the trucks going back and forth.